You have permission. You have permission. You have permission. Isn't that a funny phrase? Like, when you hear it, it kind of strikes you. It's almost like an old teacher from way long ago says, you have permission to go to the bathroom. You have permission. You have permission. And you go, oh, good. Oh, okay, I can. It's a call and response kind of phrase. It's something that makes you realize, wait a second, when did I not have permission? That's exactly what we're looking at today. That energetic feeling, that emotional feeling of not having permission. Whose permission? What are you talking about? Stay with me. And let's see how we can open up those feelings of, I have permission for everything. It's going to be a wild ride. Hang on.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Okay, we're here. Episode 662 of Flow Dreaming. It's called You Have Permission. I know, it's a funny topic. Like, what does it mean? What the heck am I talking about? Well, over the years, I've learned that there's a couple kinds of techniques that I use when I'm flow dreaming that really open doors for me. One of them is called magic phrases. And over the years, I've come up with a whole handful of those. One is the word yes. I built a whole flow dream around that called the yellow brick road of yeses, just infusing you and your life with yes, yes, yes energy. It's crazy how well that works. And there are others. This or better. That's one that I also made a flow dream around, literally called this or better. And whenever I put that energy into whatever I'm making or designing or feeling toward in myself and my future, it's an acknowledgement that I want something, but hey, if you guys have better plans for me, I want that. So here's another one that I want to share with you today. You have permission. I have permission. I have permission. I have permission. If you were to say that like an affirmation, I mean, just take a second. Say it to yourself right now. I have permission. I have permission. It's weird, isn't it? It's seriously like a part of you says, yeah, oh, I do. And then you think, that's crazy. What do I have permission for? Who gave me permission? Why would I even feel like so happy that I have permission when I don't even know what I'm talking about? But nonetheless, you have that feeling in response. Wild. What that shows me, what that tells me is that a lot of our lives are channeled into this sort of narrow chute of the things that we are allowed to do, expected to do, are possible for us to do. And then there's this whole other hazy category of things that we don't have permission to do. We are not allowed to do. We are not expected to do. We have to ask. Someone has to give approval for us to do. Society has to give us approval for us to do it. Source, God, life itself has to give approval for us to do that. And the approval is some form of, I'll support you. I support you on this. Versus, I'm not going to support you on this. You don't have permission. You see how it all kind of gets wrapped up, these feelings? It's like, you know, untying this big knot of rubber bands. Like, oh, I got to just peel one off after another. You have permission. You have permission is a phrase, it's an energy that acknowledges that there is something. It uses contrast, essentially, for you to understand that there is some part of you that feels it does not have permission, because that's what's responding when you leap and say, oh, I do, I do. What is the part of you that feels like you are not allowed? And what are you not allowed about? Sometimes a good idea is to think about something that you really want. I want to be this. I want to do this. I want to, you fill it in, that thing that's a driving desire in you, the thing that you're going into flow for. You're feeling like, I want to make this. I want to experience this. I want these to be my next steps. I want this to become healed or to grow this, whatever it is. And then notice what happens when you say, and I have permission. You don't even really need to discover who or what you're asking permission from. What you're doing, though, is absolutely negating any sense that you are not allowed. And again, it doesn't matter. You don't even have to figure out who or what ever got that feeling of not being allowed in you. Because, oh God, believe me, there is a ton of potential culprits. I mean, your parents, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to wear that. You're not allowed to think that. There's your work. You're not allowed to have that project. You're not good enough for that. We're not going to give that to you. You're not allowed to take that much time off. You're not allowed. Society, you're not allowed to act that way. You're not allowed to be attracted to that person. You're not allowed to wear those clothes. You're not allowed to lots of things. Don't get me wrong. A lot of these things are really good things. You are not allowed to drive the wrong way on a one-way road, clearly. What we're talking about are the things that are in your heart and your soul that form the invisible restrictions and limitations in your mind that click into place in your thinking before you even realize they're there. It's like invisible guardrails, again, that keep you in a narrow chute, chute, that kind of chute. And that narrow chute really forms the walls of what you even think about or ask for. But when you start playing with, I have permission, just say it now. Write a list, a little activity. Write a list or come up with a list of 5 things in your head right now that you don't really feel you have permission for. And remember, we're being sensitive to other people. Right? You don't have permission to call up someone and yell at them and scream at them on the phone. Or rather, you do technically have permission, but the results are going to be really, really bad. I'm talking more about things like, I don't have permission to look for a new job. I don't have permission to be truly loved and adored for who I am. I don't have permission to start thinking about a new career. There's too much depending on me. I don't have permission to call myself a writer because I haven't published anything yet. I don't have permission to call myself an artist. I don't have permission. Think about these things. They're usually tied to things you want but don't have, things you'd like to be or daydream about but could never do or get to. There's some inner rail that's keeping you from exploring, from having, from experiencing, from allowing yourself to become this, to grow into this. And this is kind of the heart of flow dreaming. There is no being, no person in this world who can tell you, no, you don't have permission. You can't be that. You can't do that. You can't have that. Sure, other people are going to set up limiting and restricting situations because That's what societies do, right? And they put up all kind of guardrails and tests and hoops to pass through. But there's nobody who can tell you, you don't have permission. It's only you. It's only you and the legacy of feelings that echo through your mind that somehow made you think you had to be a certain way, you had to do certain things, people expected this, and you were not allowed to do that or be that. Anyone here who has changed their religion, their faith, their spirituality over time, I know you've struggled with that. I don't have permission to feel differently about God, because if I did, I would be punished. I would be, I would have to hide it from my family. People will think I'm crazy. I don't really have permission to do that, but gosh, I'm going to do it, or I did it anyway. And you realized, oh, no one stopped me. Oh, nothing bad happened to me. Oh, nothing bad will happen to me. Right? That's a really obvious and beautiful example of giving yourself permission. Why do we give ourselves? Why is this even a thing? Why is it important? Because our goal is to grow and change. Our goal is to become wiser and deeper and richer, more beautiful beings as time and life progresses. I mean, my goal is to become a more generous person, a more conscientious person, a more thoughtful person, someone who's aware of my impact on others and the world, somebody who is a supportive person, a self-aware person. Those are all on my to-do lists. They're just kind of guiding me day by day. So when I say I have permission, what it says is, you have permission to change into that. You have permission to do the things that will lead into that. And I notice when I fall back behind a hesitation, and I think, where did I get that from? How did that, you know, sometimes it's like being on a dinosaur dig and you just suddenly uncover these bones. You're like, where did these come from? How long have these been layered inside of me? What do you mean I don't have permission for that? I was thinking about dyeing my hair a wild color. Okay, that was one of my little pandemic escapes, right? Maybe I mentioned this a few episodes ago, but you know, I wanted to do like a gorgeous, silky, dark blue, you know, and I said, hey, hubby, what would you think? You know, I said, would I look weird that way? And, you know, he's like, well, you know, you had all those colors. You know, I had many colors of hair when I was younger. I was one of those multi-dyers of multicolors. And yeah, but, you know, I'm older now and I've got two kids who are like, oh God, my mom is so, so weird. She's got this blue hair. And I'm like, no, I see a lot of other women doing it. I think I have permission. I think I have permission, giving myself permission. But basically, it was saying I have social permission to do it. And I thought, oh, that's weird that that would even enter my mind. Because back in the day when I had, you know, hot pink hair, fire engine red hair, oh, you guys, yeah, I was that little punk rock girl. I never thought about societal permission. You know, my attitude back then was F them. that was me taking permission. Because that's what you do when you're kind of a rebellious, you know, 20-something or teenager. But now I was saying, huh, what will my business community think of? What will my flow dreaming community think? What will? You know, it's funny because, you know, when I had chemo and lost my hair, there was about a week or so where I got to do anything with it I wanted because it was all coming off anyway. You know, so I played. I had a great time. I've got some photos and people are like, do you really have a blue mohawk? And I'm like, well, it wasn't really permanently blue. You know, it's so funny. So where are you held back by this ephemeris block? Again, you don't need to find who put it there, how it got there, if it's from society, your parents, your sister, your own self. Flowing with that sense of I have all the permission in the world to become wealthy
That's a big one.
A lot of times when I work with people around money, flowing for money, co-creating money, creating strategies, structures for money, right? Doing the action and the pre-action, the physical and the non-physical work. Like, you have permission to be wealthy. Like, that really lands with some people. Like, I do? Like, yeah. You have all the permission in the world. So what's stopping you? Well, everything is stopping me. Why? You have permission. So just get started. Just get going. You go, no. It's still not going to work. It hasn't worked in the past. People don't give me what I need. It's always something. Life is against me. I'm like, so you're saying you don't have permission to be wealthy. You do have permission to be wealthy. Again, it's this weird sense of like somebody locked up the keys to the country club and said, nope, not for you. You can't come in. You have permission to be wealthy. So go about getting there, doing it. Nothing is stopping you. No one is stopping you. See, the more examples I give, the more I'm hoping you say, oh, yeah, I see it now, because that one I felt, that one really hit me. You have permission to feel beautiful or sexy or handsome. You have permission. And again, you can hear the little counter argument pop up. No, I don't. I don't have permission to feel that way when I'm 20 pounds overweight. No, I don't. Not when I have, saggy three chins. No, I don't. Not when my hair is thinning. No, I don't. What? You have permission to feel that way. But I'd be wrong if I felt that way. It wouldn't be true. Well, who says it wouldn't be true? If you have permission to feel that way, if you want to feel that way, you do. You want to feel that way. So why don't you? Because you have this invisible little mouth in your head saying, well, how can I feel that way when it's not true? I don't really have permission if it's not right, if it's not correct, if I'm wrong about it and I'm saying I feel that way anyway. You see, it gets messy. I just use that example, by the way. Not everybody wants to feel handsome, beautiful. A lot of people don't care. But it's an easy one, right? Because a lot of times we are invested in our looks and we do want to come across a certain way, right? I have permission to feel successful. I have permission to feel intelligent. I have permission to feel loved. I have permission to enjoy my life and take care of myself and do things for myself. I have permission to take care of my family. Man, you can apply this to so many things. Start doing it, because if I just talk about it, you still scratch your head. But when you start saying these things to you and getting that little response inside your heart, your energy, oh yeah, then it clicks. Just take a few minutes to do that. In fact, right after this podcast, take a few minutes. And in the meantime, we're going to do a short little flow dream to really bring home to you what feeling like you have permission is like, and how I integrate this as part of my other flow dreams, this feeling space. So if you're new to flow dreaming, you don't know what I'm talking about. Flow dreaming is not exactly meditation. And if you want me to be quiet and gentle and lulling and soft, you're going to be really disappointed. Flow dreaming is active. It's filled with emotional energy. It's often filled with speed and a quick pace, because you're just moving. You're moving. You're feeling. You're expanding. It's yang energy. It's outward energy. So enjoy this. And notice that there's three parts, very briefly. Awareness of what flow energy is. Just go with me on that, because I have lots of things that explain that to you. Guided daydreaming. This is where I'm going to be asking you to imagine something. Use your imagination. Allow yourself to go into this place, but stay with me, right? This is not subconscious reprogramming or hypnosis. You need to be a very active participant. And finally, intense emotion. These feelings, I have permission. I have all the permission in the world. Someone has just given me carte blanche, doors thrown open, golden key to the city in my hand. Okay, these are the three things we bring together in this process. And if you want to learn more, be sure to go to my website, flowdreaming.com. There is a free set of flow dreams and teaching materials, audios you can listen to. I totally explain the process for you. It is phenomenal for manifesting, co-creating, for sculpting your future, for healing. Oh, you can use it for so many things. Okay, that said, that little lead up, and I know a lot of you are longtime flow dreamers. You're like, I know, just get to the flow dream. We know what it is. That's all right. We're going to jump in now. Go ahead and close your eyes and relax. Take a nice deep breath, exhaling, letting your shoulders drop, letting your jaw relax, letting yourself feel loose as you breathe deeply and evenly. Relaxed, and you let yourself daydream. You're daydreaming, just feeling a soft breeze on your cheek as you stare out at a magnificent ocean. Maybe it's a lake, but it stretches on as far as you can see. It's a place you've seen or been to. You can smell the fresh water, perhaps the salt, the negative ions. You can hear the birds. You feel the sand under your toes and the warmth on your shoulders. And it's such a beautiful day. Beautiful day. And there's no one else here. It's all yours. It's your place. It's your beach. It's a place of flow and energy and light. And that water isn't really water. It's energy. It's light. It's movement. It's the flow of the cosmos. It's the stuff that everything is made of. And the sand, too, beneath your feet. It is likewise made of the stuff of the cosmos. You can shape it. You can put it together. You can mold it into the things of your life. You can scoop any and everything up here and say, I create with you. I fill my hours and days with this energy, this focus, this life. And you know what? I have permission to be here. Not only do I have permission, I have an invitation, a standing invitation. A standing invitation to this place that's all my own. That's me, that feels like me, that responds to me, that perfectly mirrors and matches me. It's an extension of me. It's a place of power around me, a cocoon of power, a world, an ocean, a flow of life and power that I am part of, this greater being, where I come in contact with the greater universe and we come together and I say, do I have permission to? And the universe laughs, a booming and gentle, soft laugh. It says, of course you have permission. Having life is your permission. Fill it with everything you want. You have permission for every candy in this candy store. Scoop them up, pour them in that white paper bag of yourself, of your life. Scoop it up and pour it in. You have permission for everyone, as much of each one as you want. And they are all healthy and they're all good for you, by the way. and you say, I like this feeling. This feels wonderful. You mean I have permission to, and you say it, you feel it, and you feel life answer, of course you do. Yes. Yes. And you say, well, wait, do I have permission to, and again, you say it. And again, life says, of course. Yes. Yes. Is there anything I don't have permission for? And life says, no. You have permission for it all. You'll make choices based on what you feel is good or bad, healthy or unhealthy behaviors. But my child, you have permission, inner permission for all those things that you want to grow into, that you want to seek out, that you want to explore and become, that fill you with goodness and health and riches and love. You have permission for all of those. No one can tell you you don't. You have absolute permission right here. I grant it to you now. And you feel that. All the doors are open, swung wide open in your life. You can pass through any or all of them as you wish, as you're willing, as you're brave enough to, as you're clear enough to, as your desire propels you to. You have permission to become, grow, enjoy, feel, expand, love, explore. You have permission. And so you hold that feeling and that awareness even now as you come back, returning from flow, eyes open. All righty, my dears. How did that feel? It was brief, but the idea was all there. You have permission. Nobody can say no. Life says yes. The universe says yes. Knowing, of course, that what we're talking about is all good things, all good behaviors. The ones that you want but always felt you weren't allowed. That what you got skipped over for. That weren't supposed to be for you. Let's reverse that. Let's open your heart to it. Anyway, that's kind of a neat way to add into your flow dreaming another special magic phrase. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And with that, a quickie reminder, yes, we have courses and classes at flowdreaming.com now. And by we, I mean me. I have made a good dozen or more. And you can either join Flow On, which is a program that gives you basically 30% off a course every single month. I present you with the course. We get to go through it together as a class. There is a live portion with me, and there's also the on-demand portions. And they all come with flow dreams, by the way, on all kinds of subjects, from creating your future self, creating more friends and happiness in your life, opening to abundance, all kinds. So go check those out. You can find those at flowdreaming.com. Just look under memberships and courses and, you know, take a look. They're pretty awesome. I must say I have invested a lot of time in these, a lot of effort into each and every one that comes out and how we can create and change our lives. So take a look, and I will see you guys all next time. I hope to see some of you as well, reaching out to me, emailing, giving me some of your thoughts and feedback. I always love that too. Again, just go to the website, leave me a note. Until next time, my love to you all, and happy flow dreaming. My friends, Flow On is a brand new membership, and its goal is to keep you in flow, in alignment, and in a state of beautiful growth and emergence. Emergence into the next you. Sometimes this is going to mean some healing or renewing your energy from depression or burnout. Or maybe you're going to be pushing into new areas of growth and rampant success. Well, Flow On is your monthly spiritual backpack. It's a brand new program. I haven't done anything like it since, well, it's been so many years when I used to have a Flow Dream of the Month Club. Think of this as its new 21st century iteration. And Flow On has everything that you need. It's a monthly masterclass, a monthly Flow Dream, even some live interaction. And best of all, you can come and go as you please. There's no long-term commitments. So please check it out at flowdreaming.com. If you're lucky enough and it's enrolling, do grab a spot. It will not be open and available at all times all year, but if it's open, please jump in. I know you won't be disappointed, and I look forward to traveling with you on this beautiful journey of flow and giving you so many tools, all the tools that I've ever created.